Back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Nun Amud Bet. About to look at the fifth Mishnah, the beginning of the fifth Mishnah here in the fourth Perek. Chavitei Kohen Gadol Lo Hayu Ba'in Chatzain. This is a halacha we've already encountered. It was cited several times in the Gemara. The Kohen Gadol had to bring a mincha every day. It's the same mincha, by the way, that's brought by any Kohen on the first time he ever does Avodah in his life. And therefore it is referred to as the Minchat Chinuch, or Mincha of Inauguration. But the Kohen Gadol brings it every day. And it's one Isaron, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So Chavitei Kohen Gadol, lo yu ba'in chatzayin. They wouldn't come in halves. Ela mevi Isaron shalem v'chotzeh. You bring in the morning, he would bring a full Isaron and then split it. Makriv mechza v'bolker mechza ben arbayim. And then offer half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Kohen shemevi chetzya shacharit. So if a Kohen brought half in the morning, umate, and then he died, uminu Kohen acher tachtav. And in the meantime, before the end of the day, they appointed another Kohen Gadol, who now has to bring it every day. Lo yavi chatzi yisaron beito, v'chatzi yisaron shel rishon. So he should not bring one half yisaron from his house, and then that with the half yisaron that was brought by the Kohen in the morning will make the whole korban, which would mean one out of the three halves that was brought would be destroyed. That would be the second half that Kohen Gadol brought in the morning. Ela mevi saron shalem v'chotzehu. Makriv mechza u'mechza aved. So what happens is he has to bring a full isaron in the afternoon, split it in half, bring one half, and destroy the other half. Nimtzu'u shnei chatzain krevin u'shnei chatzain ovdin. So you end up with two of the halves are offered, meaning one half of the Kohen Gadol who died, and then one half of the new Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, and in each case the matching halves are destroyed. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Ilu nemar mincha machatzit. So if you look at the pasuk, you'll see that it says machatzita ba'boker machatzita ba'arev. If it had said mincha machatzit, meaning ki'ilu a half a mincha, hayiti omer mevi chatzisaron beito shacharit u'makriv chatzisaron beito arvit u'makriv. I would think that he brings half an isaron each time, half in the morning, one half in the afternoon. Talmud Lomar, machzita baboker, machzita ba'arev, meaning half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon. What does that mean? Mechza mishalem hu makriv, meaning a half from a full he has to bring. Machzita. Haketzad, how does that play out? Just like we saw, mevi isaron shalem v'chotzehu, hu makriv mechza baboker, hu mechza ben harbayim. He brings a full isaron and splits it, offers half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Nitma mechza shel ben arbayim. This will sound familiar. Let's say that he brought the saron, half he brought in the morning, and the afternoon's half got tame, or shavad, or got lost. Yachol yavi chatzi isaron beito arvid v'yakriv. I might think that he should bring another half isaron and offer it up, which would mean there had been a total of three, and one was lost or destroyed. Talmud Lomar, machzita b'boker, machzita b'arev. Therefore, the pasuk says it's a half of it in the evening, meaning mechza mishalim. Maybe he has to bring half from a full. Haketzad. So, what do you do? Maybe isaron shalim beito b'chosev. You bring another full isaron in the afternoon, split it in half. Umakriv mechza umechza ved. You offer up its half, and half is destroyed. Intzu shnei chatzin krevin u'shnei chatzin ovdin. So again, just like the scenario in our Mishnah with the Kohen Gadol who died in the middle, half of these are going to be offered and half of these will be lost or destroyed. And now the bright quote brings the same case to our Mishnah. Kohen Gadol shekriv mechza shacharit umet minu ocher tachtav. So the Kohen Gadol brought his half in the morning and then died, and they appointed another one in the meantime. The next Mishnah will deal with what happens if they didn't appoint another one in the meantime. We'll get to that later. I might think that he should bring a half isaron, or he should even bring the half, this Mishnah didn't raise this a possibility, or the other half of the first guy's. Talmud Lomar, machzita ba'arev, meaning mechza mishalim meviu makri. He has to bring a full isaron and offer up half. Haketzad, mevi isaron shalim v'chotzeh makriv, same scenario. Mechza avein, imtzu shnei chatzin ovdin, u'shnei chatzain kreven. Okay, now Tani Tana Kamedu Rav Nachman. So Tana taught the following in front of Rav Nachman. Mechza rishon u'mechza sheni. To ubar tzuratan v'yitzu l'veit ha'srefa. Meaning, the the half of the Kohen Gadol that wasn't offered, the Kohen Gadol who died and wasn't offered, and the half of the new Kohen that wasn't offered, have to go through Ibur Tzura. Ibur Tzura, which we've already seen numerous times in Zvachim and Menachot, is where the thing has to be left there to kind of get all mushy and melty and out of shape and inedible, and then Yitzul Beit HaSrifa, then destroy. I mean, you can't take him straight to Beit HaSrifa. Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman turned to the Tana and said, "Bish l'mar rishon, I understand why the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's part, I understand why that needs Zibur Tzura, because Echzil HaKrava, it's something, it was fit for HaKrava when it was originally divided up, and then he died. El Sheni Lama Le'ibur Tzura, but I don't understand why the second half of the second Kohen Gadol's piece should need Ibur Tzura. It was never fit for the Mizbeach, because we always knew that one half was going to get destroyed. Mikar Le'ibur Kati, it was originally separated to be destroyed, for that half to be destroyed. And therefore, there's no reason for it to need Ibur Tzura. It should be destroyed as is. And then Rav Nachman said, the Amar Lachmani, so where did you get this brayta from? Tanneve Rabba Bar Avuahu. It came from the school of Rabba Bar Avuahu, who, by the way, was Rav Nachman's Rebbe. Damar Afilu Pigul Ta'un Ibur Tzura. Even Pigul, when Pigul is done a Korban, you still need to do Ibur Tzura, even though that Korban was never fit for the Mizbeach. Rashi Amar Afilu Tem Rabbanan. You don't need to go to Rabba Bar Avuah, because we disagree with the Chachamim disagree with him and say something that was never fit for the Mizbeach, like Pigul, doesn't need Ibur Tzura, you destroy it as is. Even Rabbanan would agree. Why? Came unto be Ina de Pal Yehu. Think about this. When the second Kohen Gadol brought his fully saron and split it, he bought a high makriv, he bought a high makriv. Either half could have been the half that was brought. And therefore, either half was fit for the Mizbeach. So they're from Echzachazu. They were fit. And therefore, when he decided to take the right half, the left half now needs Ibur Tzura because it was fit for the Mizbeach and then rejected. Okay. Itmar. Now we get to the mechanics of how to make these. And here's the problem is that we have the pasuk that says tufinei minchat pitim, which indicates both afia, baking, but also tigun, some sort of frying. So how do we do the chavitei kohen gadol? Meaning, how are they prepared? Ofa, first you bake it, v'charkach mitagna, then you fry that baked piece. Rabbi Asiyam Rabbi Chanina, the opposite, mitagna v'charkach ofa. So you go in the opposite order. Rabbi Chia Barabza says, kevatei didim istabra. I think my position, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, is right. Why? Because tufine, it says this weird word, tufine minchat pitim. So we're going to interpret tufine as sort of a contracted form of te'afena na'a. They should be baked nicely. Nicely baked. Yosia rasia markevatei didim istabra. I think the pasuk actually supports me. Because tufine should be interpreted as te'afena na. They should be baked raw, meaning in immediate form. And that means first you do the immediate kind of preparation, which is raw, frying. It's quicker. Ketanoi tufinei tefenana, Rabbi Omer tefenana asks. So we find that interpretation of this bizarre word tufinei exists already between Chachamim and Rabbi as to whether it refers to na or na'eh. Rabbi Yossi Omer tefenana rabah, meaning eat le na vi eat le na'eh. So Rabbi Yossi says we really have to do both na'e and na. And so the way Rashi has two readings of it, which is that you have to do both, and so therefore you have to bake it so that it's nice, then you have to do tigun, so that it's like an immediate baking, but so that that's the first thing, you do afiyah afterwards. And then the second way that Rashi reads it is that rabah means that it's an excessive kind of process, meaning you do extra on it, and that's its beauty. And therefore, you fry it first and then bake it, and therefore you have na because it's done immediately, but also na because of the baking. Okay. Tranatam. Chavitei kohen gadol, lishatan v'richatan v'fiatan bifnim. So we have the Mishnah in Psachim that says that the Chavitei Kohen Gadol are both kneaded, laid out, and baked in the Azara. V'dochot et ha-Shabbat. And we do them on Shabbat. Kohen Gadol has to do it every day. Right? Now, Minahanimili, how do we know that the Doche Shabbat? Ravuna, so answer number one is Tufine, back to that word. Teafenana, they have to bake nicely. The Afila Miatmol, if you bake from the day before, in Shefala, then they get icky. Right? Matka of Yosef. Yosef says, Ema de Kavishli Biarka. There's a way to keep them in vegetables, something where they keep the freshness of the bread. So it's possible to keep bake them on Friday and sell them be nice. Rabbi Shmuel Tana is a different source. Te'aseh, as you see, the word uses the word te'aseh, it shall be done, v'afilu b'Shabbat, meaning under any circumstances it's done, even on Shabbat, and therefore what always follows of that, it often follows of that, is te'aseh afilu b'tuma. It's done even if the majority of the Kohanim and the majority of the Kalatameh. Abaye Amar Amakra, solet mincha tamid. It's called a mincha tamid. And therefore, harehik mincha tamidin. It's like the menachot that follow the tamidin, which of course are brought on Shabbat, along with the tamid that's brought on Shabbat. Rav Amar al machavat. So he has a different take. The pasuk says it has to be done on a pan. Melamed shetu'na kli. And this is why it has to be done on Shabbat, since it clearly has to be prepared, be offered on Shabbat. How come it has to be baked and every which way on Shabbat? Because it needs a kli. If you bake it yesterday, then ifsale balina, then you have a din of lina, and it's pasul the next day. Good. Tanya kavtei Rav, and after all these different opinions that all come to where we know we're going to go to, which is that it's doche Shabbat, the brayta supports Rava, al machabat melamed shetu nakli, and that leads us to the lina issue, pushing it for Shabbat. You cannot bake it on Friday and leave it over for Shabbat. Okay, now the pasuk says bashemen. So why did it say bashemen? Lo sifla shemen. You should add extra oil. What does that mean? Ve'eni yodea kama. I don't know how much. So hareini dan. I'm going to try to figure out how much oil the minchat chavitin, minchavite kohen gadol, needs from other menachot. Ne'amar kan shemen, ve'ne'amar la'alan minchat nesachim shemen. Minchat nesachim is the menachot that accompany korbanot. Also it says shemen. Ma'alan shloshet lugin li saron. In that case, for instance, if you're bringing a lamb, you bring one isaron of oil and one quarter hin, which is three lugin, it's 12 lugin per hin, three lugin per isaron. Afkan shloshet lugin li saron. And therefore, since this whole chavitim is one isaron split into halves, you bring three lugim of oil with it. That's quite oily. Okalech l'derech zu. Let's try a different direction. Nemar kan shemen, amar minchat netavah shemen. A regular minchat also says shemen. Now what's the shear there? Alan log echad, afkan log echad. There's one log. That's one third as much oil per isaron. So maybe this is also one log. Nirel mi domel. Let's see which the chavitei kohen gadol is more similar to. Minchat nesachim or minchat netavah. So we try this. Danin tavshat mi tavshat. What's tavshat? Tadir. First of all, minchat nesachim is brought every day in the morning and afternoon. So is the minchat kohen gadol. Same times. What else? Ba'achova. They're both obligatory as opposed to a mincha, regular mincha, which is nidava. Docha Shabbat, docha tuma. And they both trump Shabbat and tuma, both minchat chavitin and chavitei kohen gadol and minchat nesachim. And none of that is true about a minchat nidava. Good. I got another direction to go, and I've got also four qualities. Danin yagil mi yagil. What's yagil? Yachid. Who brings the chavitei kohen gadol? The individual, the kohen gadol. Who brings the minchat nedava? An individual. Minchat nesachim is brought by the community. Biglal atzma. The chavitei kohen gadol is brought as itself. It's not brought as an accompaniment to something. Same thing with minchat nedava. Minchat nesachim is coming with the korban. Yayin. You have to bring yayin with the minchat nedava. Yayin can be brought and levona. And that in yagil, misheino yagil. And you cannot judge something. You not apply something which does not have those four qualities of yagil, which is minchat nesachim, from something which does not have. To apply it from minchat nesachim, sorry, from minchat nedava, which does have, all right. So the yayin that comes with minchat nesachim is something that comes along really with the korban. Okay, so now we still are at a standstill whether we should have one or three logim of oil with the isaron. He says, "Sol minchat tamid." The pasuk again, go back to this, calls it minchat tamid. So therefore, it's going to be like minchat nesachim. Minchat tamidim shloshal lugin leisaron. Havzu shloshal lugin leisaron. So he's going to go in that direction. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Riba kan shemen, Rab minchat kvasim shemen. So the Torah here uses the word shemen and also uses it when we bring minchat nesachim of kvasim. First one listed in the, actually third one listed in the Parsha of Nesachim in Bamidbar Tetvav. Ma lahalan shloshet lugin nisaron, avkan shloshet lugin nisaron, o kalech l'derech zu. Again, we're going to go in the other direction. Riba kan shemen, riba minchat parim ve'ilim shemen. So with even within the Parsha of Nesachim, you also have three different animals. You have the keves, which is one isaron and three lugim. You've got the ayil, which is two isaron and four lugin. There it's 2-1. And then you've got the par, which is three isaron and six lugin, which is also going to be a 2-1 ratio. All right? So in both the case of the cows and the rams, it's a 2-1 ratio, not 3-1. So we've got a third possibility here. One possibility was 1-1, one log shemen per one isaron. The other one is three log shemen to one isaron. And now we've got the possibility of two. So nirelumi domeh, which is how I take one gadol similar to. Tanin mincha ba'a isaron, mincha ba'a isaron. The first thing is, forget about the cows and the rams because the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is one isaron. That's defined by the Torah as much as flour. And the same thing with the kvasim. So you can't learn it from parim and elim, which have a greater amount. So hagufa kasha, that's the braita. Hagufa kasha, we have a problem here because the braita started with amarta b'shemen hosif l'shemen. Right, as if to say l'hosif, meaning you're adding more than we had. And then we're learning from minchat nava for the base shemen. So Rabbi man tana b'shemen l'hosif. So who is that? That's Rabbi Shimoni. V'ilulana lo nemar kamar uvedina man kamahader. Right. So what he's really saying is, had it not said b'shemen, then this is what I figured out, which means b'shemen already tells me what to do. Had I not done it, then I would have gone through all of this process. Uvedina man kamahader. So who is it who responds to the kal v'chomer? Rabbi Yishmael, not the Kavach Homer, who says, let's go in the other direction and learn from Minchat Nesachim. It's all his. If it's there to tell me that you need oil, that I already know. It says you're doing it on a machavat. It's like a Minchat Machavat, which has Shemen in it, obviously. You can't fry something in a machavat without shemen. Maybe it's there to say you need shemen at all. It could have been like a sinner's mincha, which has no shemen. Hador Amar, and then Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochum said, Tehavi nami likbo ala shemen. Even if it's just there to tell me I need shemen, Teiti medina, then I can use reasoning, which is to figure out from the other kinds of menachot how much to have. He tried working it out and didn't come because it could have gone this way or could have gone that way, and we didn't have anything compelling to push us towards one more than the other. So he then relied on the pasuk to say it is like minchat tamidim, and therefore it is three logim to one isaron. And so Rabbi Shmuel with Milta, and that's Rabbi Shmuel's conclusion. Okay, so we have two takes now on who's the author of this braita, who started out with shemen lo sifla shemen. Rabba Amar Kula Rabbi Shimon, says Gaul Rabbi Shimon, Vilul and Amar Kamar, and his whole premise is, had it not said Shemen, this is what I would have figured out. Hakamar, Shemen, Sifla Shemen, Dilik, Boala Shemen, Lot Sarich, Kim Nakhti, Baal Machavat, Kim Machavat Damia. If it didn't say Shemen, I know it in Shemen anyways, because Machavat. The Ashlo, Yomar, Beshemen, Yish, Vidin. But even without Shemen, I could have figured it out. Vidan, Dina, Loatile, and again, it went in these different directions. Could have been 3-1, could have been 1-1. And therefore we said we need Bashemen to tell me which kind of Shemen it is. And then he threw in the possibility of making it like Minchat Parim Ve'elim, right, which we got rid of quickly. Hadar Amar Danin Mincha Ba'isaron. And again, we quickly got rid of Parim and Elim because those are cases where it's two or three Asronot, which is not similar to the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. And that brings us to the close of this sugya. It's somewhat confusing, bright with several different voices. And the question is, whose voice is underneath, kind of directing the opening line, Hashem and Losif Hashem. As I promised, the next podcast, pick up the second half of Mishnah Hay, which deals with the case of where the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day and they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. What happens to the second half of that Korban? We'll pick that up in the next podcast. In the meantime, I should have a wonderful day.